AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro have met on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas and are promising a break with five decades of Cold War era hostility. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith is there.
As they sat in armchairs before a summit backdrop, the president declared America's ready for a fresh start.
Over time, it is possible for us to turn the page and develop a new relationship.
But both voiced caution, Castro saying there's still plenty to argue about.
We need to be patient.
En algunas cosas estaremos de acuerdo, en otras no.
Very patient. Some things we will agree on, others we will disagree.
Still, Obama told reporters the key is disagreeing while retaining a spirit of respect. Mark Smith at the Summit of the Americas, Panama City.
Hillary Clinton's advisors are giving a first glimpse at what her presidential campaign might look like. They say Clinton will focus on boosting middle-class economic security and broadening opportunities for working families. She'll also try to cast herself as a fighter who can get results in a tough political climate. The former Secretary of State is set to launch her very anticipated bid for the White House tomorrow. An overflow crowd of mourners gathered for the funeral of a black man shot in the back by a white police officer today. The minister at the funeral called Walter Scott's killing an act motivated by overt racism. An attorney for the family says they're taking solace in the hope that Scott's killing might bring about change.
The next time something does happen to an individual, be he African American, you will now think maybe there's another side to the story. Maybe the police report needs to be looked into.
Mourners remembered Scott as a people person with a great sense of humor. The U.S. Capitol has reopened after police say someone shot and killed themselves on the grounds. This is AP Radio News. National civil rights activists are urging U.S. Senate leadership to immediately call for a vote to confirm Loretta Lynch as Attorney General. The campaign was announced in New York today by the National Action Network, the NAACP, and other groups. The Reverend Al Sharpton says they'll go to the offices of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell every day until he calls a vote. The Kentucky Republican has said sex trafficking legislation must be cleared before the confirmation vote can be held. A Boston police officer who was shot in the face when he approached a stopped car has been released from the hospital. The police department website says Officer John Moynihan is home to continue rehabbing and that his road to recovery will be challenging. Moynihan was critically hurt last month as police were investigating the report of gunfire. He was looking in the driver's side window when he was shot at close range. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.